This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. We are on location today at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server, broadcasting on WRHIFM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. Today's guest is Dr. Lucinda DeMarco. She is the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare of South Carolina. We're talking about heart health. Specific to your age, your lifestyle, and genetics, today's program is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Welcome to Close Up.
Thank you.
Dr. Lucinda DeMarco, looking very celebrity-like as it is sunny and bright in Famous Toastery today. And it's okay, you've got your sunglasses on, but you look totally a little Jackie O-ness quality. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's so good to have you all the way from where is home?
Cottageville, which is outside of Charleston.
Fantastic. All the way here just to be on Close Up. See, that's how special this show is.
Absolutely.
Well, you are the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare of South Carolina, but there is a lot more to you. In fact, tell us a little bit about what you're doing when you're not doing what you're here to talk about, which is heart health.
Well, I'm a board-certified pediatrician by training, so my career really up until about 2 years ago when I joined United was doing pediatric medicine. I did both inpatient and outpatient pediatric medicine. And as I've continued to do this with United, occasionally I'll do some pediatrics and I'll also do some adult hospice care as well.
Well, you just have such a great laugh, and that has got to be just a prerequisite for pediatrics, because one thing about it, if you can't find joy in helping children, then I don't know. Maybe you should go back and try another field. I don't know.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, kids are just wonderful. They teach you so much and you can teach them so much. And, you know, it's our future. So we really want to try to impart knowledge to them that will take them through their lives. And so I feel very responsible as a pediatrician doing that and, you know, helping their parents raise them the best that they can.
Absolutely. And of course, today we're going to be looking at different ages and what we should pay attention to in terms of our heart health. But the epidemic of obesity with children and some of the habits that we're seeing in children are very different from 20 years ago when you just basically went outside to play, right, and you didn't have to worry about, I think sugary cereal was the topic, and maybe some red dye and Kool-Aid.
Right.
But it seems to be changing, and we're seeing a difference in obesity levels with our children. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. You know, I think part of the problem is that we've become such a fast-paced society that everything has to be quick and gratifying. So a lot of, with two-parent working families and what have you, we don't spend as much time planning what we're going to eat. And what we eat and what we drink really goes towards our entire health profile. So, you know, it's important as we're raising our children to teach them good eating habits. Right from the get-go, from the minute that you start to feed them, you really want to push fruits and vegetables and really back off on things that are high in fat and high in sugar. Because ultimately, those are the exact same things that we want to focus on for heart health as we get older. So if you learn it when you're 2, it works much better when you're 60.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense to me. And, of course, February is National Heart Health Month. Why is it so important to maintain a healthy heart?
Well, unfortunately, heart disease is really the number one killer of men and women in the United States. And so one out of three have heart disease.
Which is so, I mean, wow.
It's flooring.
That's like there's three of us at the table. Of course, Connie Breedlow. Hi, Connie. So one of us at this table will definitely have heart disease. I mean, if we look at the numbers, they are staggering.
Right.
Well, there's got to be some good news. If you know that you have heart disease, and I guess it can be impacted by genetics and lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And, you know, knowledge is power. You got to be an advocate of your own body and your own health. If you realize that, yeah, you probably are going to develop heart disease because maybe you are overweight or maybe you have high cholesterol or it's in your family tree. What's the good news? Can you turn it around?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay.
And it's really very, very important that you focus on, not to sound like the broken record, but diet and exercise. The first step is to see your physician and determine exactly what your risks are. So even children, everybody needs to know what their family history is, because if you've got a family history of high cholesterol, odds are in your favor you're going to have high cholesterol. Well, through diet and exercise and even perhaps medication, that can be controlled. And if you start controlling that when you're in your 20s, then that does less damage to your arteries and the arteries around your heart as you age. And so because there's better blood flow and there's better oxygen getting to your heart and to the rest of your body, then the rest of your body doesn't age as quickly.
That makes sense.
So, you know, it's very important to pay attention to eating lots of fruits and lots of veggies. Watch the salt in what you're eating. Watch the fat in what you're eating. So if, you know, if you drink milk, you want to do 1% or skim. Don't do 2% or whole. You know, and teach your kids that when they're little. Because if you do that, then they're not going to go, I don't like whole milk, or I don't like skim milk. It tastes like water. Well, that's all they know.
It's what we do. That's
it
right.
It is.
You know, when you mention cholesterol and you mention blood flow through your body, you know, our blood carries oxygen. So
Right. Some
of the things that I've heard in conversation about maybe those signs that your heart is not functioning at its best, if you're foggy in your thinking or you're feeling lightheaded, it could be a sign. So I also question, when you go to the doctor, does the doctor rely on the patient to advocate for themselves? Like, yeah, I'm feeling a little foggy, or I'm feeling a little tired. Or what are the standards of care and screening for most of us, and what age do they begin?
A lot of it depends on family history. And so it's important, particularly if your parents or grandparents are still living, to know what that history is. Sometimes they don't know. And if they don't know, or you're adopted, then there's screening studies that can be done to at least give you some insight into your risk factors. But that's the first place to start. And it's very important that you advocate for yourself. You know, sit down and write down the things that you want to discuss with your doctor so that you don't forget. And write the answers down.
I totally forget. I get in there and I just have these great conversations. And then I get home and my husband's like, did you ask him about this? And I'm like, well, it just didn't seem like the right time. I mean,
Right. Hello.
Writing it down definitely will help you to be prepared.
Correct.
For the why. When we come back, I want to talk about maybe specifically, you know, in our 30s, what we need to focus in on, and then move into the 40s and go from there. Right now, we need to take our mid-program break. I want to remind our listeners that you've tuned into Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. My guest today, Dr. Lucinda DeMarco. She's the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare South Carolina, and we're talking about heart health on this very healthy Valentine's Day. More Close Up in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and we are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK, where every server is your server. My guest, Dr. Lucinda DeMarco from United Healthcare South Carolina. We're talking about our hearts. And before break, we were getting into some stages of what we need to be aware of, what we can really, like, you know, where we are in our lives really does matter. Of course, good decisions, they start young, as with your background as a pediatrician, you know firsthand. But in your 30s, what should we be focusing on?
Our diet.
Ah, diet. And it doesn't have to be a bad word, right? It doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
No.
You know, even exercise. I mean, even just to get out and walk a little bit.
Walking is underrated.
Yeah.
Absolutely, walking counts. And, you know, really, particularly if you're just starting to get into exercising, walking is a great way to start because it doesn't take a lot of exertion and a lot of effort. You know, start slow. We all crawled before we walked, before we ran. So, you know, start slow and just build up and do a little more and a little more and a little more. And the same thing goes with your diet. Really focus on the fruits, the vegetables. You really should be eating like 7 to 9 fruits and veggie choices a day.
And is that for the nutrition along with just the process of extra roughage in our diet, fiber, digestion? So when you're looking at maybe a vitamin C pill and an orange, the orange is going to provide some additional benefits to your body over just a pop and a pill.
Absolutely. And that orange is better for you than drinking 4 ounces of orange juice, which is high in sugar, and that orange itself is not, plus all that fiber. It really actually keeps your glucose or your blood sugar in a more level stage than that glass of orange juice.
That's another thing that we hear more of. You know, it used to be that we talked about glucose in the same conversation as diabetes. But you can also feel the effects of those ups and those downs with sugar intake, even if you don't have diabetes.
Absolutely.
I was, according to a survey, 82% of people ranging in age from 20 to 49 rate poor on the American Health Association's Healthy Diet Score. Tell me about...
That's scary.
Yeah. How do they measure that? I mean, like, what kind of questions do they ask?
They ask questions such as, you know, how many servings of fruits and veggies do you have?
Oh.
How many servings of meat? How many servings of grains? That sort of thing. The problem is we don't do that 7 to 9 fruits and veggies a day. We may be lucky to do one.
And on a good day, right?
That's right. And we don't do much in the way of grains. I mean, there's so much out there now where you can get like quinoa and farro and tabbouleh. All those grains really go a long way to help with digestion, helps with iron and a lot of your vitamins. And it's much better for your heart because there's very little fat involved.
Yeah.
You know? So if we can focus on those kinds of things and really back way off on cheese and meat and all those high fat foods and stay away from the sugar foods, we'd be going a much longer way towards health than what we do now.
And in terms of setting an example for our kids, if we're not doing it ourselves, how can we possibly achieve, you know, that for our children. And as you had said earlier,
correct,
that's going to set them up for success. Now, in our 40s, I am surprised to see that 73% of heart attacks in women aged 35 to 44, it's blamed on an unhealthy lifestyle. Why in your 40s does it seem to be that women are the most vulnerable of being unhealthy? I mean, you would think that we would be very healthy because we're, you know, setting an example for our families.
It finally caught up to you.
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing that we tend to lose sight of is the fact that as we age, everything ages. And so things such as plaques in your arteries, that starts to catch up with you. And so that's at about the point where your heart kind of goes, uncle.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yes.
So
yes.
Is that why sometimes we also see a dip in our energy? Because if your heart is tired, it's not going to have that propulsion to just keep everything at its optimum best.
Correct.
What about drinking alcohol? I know it seems to be very in vogue these days to have a glass of wine or to have an alcoholic beverage, an adult beverage with your friends. You know, a lot of people love to do marathons because they need to refill on the carbs, and that means drinking beer, homebrews,
right,
whatever.
Right.
It seems to be the thing. What from a doctor's position, is that a good thing, or are we kind of playing a little Russian roulette?
I think we're playing a little Russian roulette. The moderation is the name of the game all the way around. You really don't want to be doing more than a glass of wine a day.
How many ounces is that? Because some people would say, here's my glass.
Yes,
like
no. Yes, no. You're talking about 4 to 6 ounces
okay,
a day, okay?
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that if you can do 4 ounces a day, that you drink 28 ounces on the weekend. It doesn't work that way because there's a lot of bad byproducts from alcohol with your system. And one of them is actually formaldehyde. And so it, you know, we joke with people that drink that they're pickling their bodies, but you really are. And so that's a negative effect on all your organ systems.
I've read a lot of articles of people that stopped drinking, like white wine, for example, and a lot of pain that they were feeling throughout their body went away. So it sounds like maybe there is a connection between those byproducts that are in alcohol.
Yes.
You just don't know what you're putting into your body. Now, in your 50s, tell us about the men and how they rate in terms of health care and heart care.
Well, goodness gracious, they're 2.5 times more at risk for having a heart attack or a bad event than really anybody else. The big thing in your 50s is you need to know, and really this goes for all life stages, but especially in your 50s and 60s, know the symptoms of a heart attack. You know, everybody talks about chest pain. It doesn't have to be chest pain. It can be discomfort in your arm. It can be in your jaw. It can be like right below your rib cage in the middle. You know, I always say if you don't feel good, you need to get it checked out. See your physician. Don't talk to your wife or your husband. See your physician because they're the only ones that can tell you this is something you need to worry about or not. And sometimes you may get some chest pain, and that will lead to you getting a further workup for that chest pain, which could prevent you from going on and having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I think sometimes it's scary because people might go in for just like one complaint, and because of further testing, they discover how close they came to having a heart attack. I also think that if suddenly you're aware of some part of your body that you usually don't think about in a given day, that's a sign. I know some of us know exactly how to pinpoint and localize pain, and some of us don't. But if there's an awareness, I think our body really does talk to us. We just have to listen.
Correct. We do have to listen.
Hey, we're going to come back and talk about the 60s and what you need to be doing for a heart, for your heart, keeping it healthy in your 60s. Of course, my guest today, Dr. Lucinda DeMarco. She is the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare of South Carolina. Great information on today's Close Up presented by Kuster Commercial, Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. We are live today right here in TKK at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Stay tuned for some great heart healthy information yet to come. Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and we are so glad that you are with us. My guest today, Dr. Lucinda DeMarco, Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare of South Carolina, and this is Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer. We're talking about heart health. Of course, it is February, the month for hearts, in more ways than one. Now, in the 50s, men need to be very aware, women too, but
absolutely,
listen to your body, because, again, your body gets tired, it starts talking to you, and you need to pay attention to that. But in your 60s, maybe in your 60s, it's a time where some of the stress of your 40s and 50s is a little less, or is it more? Tell me about the 60s from a heart perspective.
The big thing about the 60s is really your blood pressure and monitoring your blood pressure, making sure that you're not dealing with high blood pressure. As we age, our vessels and our heart, if you will, become less elastic, and so it kind of gets fixed and stuck. And so because of that, the heart has to pump harder to get the blood to go through the blood vessels. And that's the reason that we tend to start to see, if you don't have it prior to then, start to see high blood pressure in your 60s. And so it's important to monitor your blood pressure. And really, you can do that at any age, but particularly as you're aging and getting older, our older population needs to monitor their blood pressure and watch your salt and your diet and those types of things.
Again, it goes back to just
diet.
Basic, good, common sense.
Right.
Eat less, move more, eat the right stuff. And I think as it relates to our teachers, educators, you have an opportunity to really raise awareness and make a difference in the healthy heart of people around you. How do you do that as an educator? What are some ideas?
Well, I can tell you where... Down where I live, there's a program that MUSC set up with the schools, where the schools, and I participate with our school and our community as a physician, educating the children on good, healthy choices and exercising. The kids get out 3-4 times a day and exercise, which actually makes them do better in school.
Yeah.
And they take that home, and one of the things that they're supposed to do at home is take their parents and go walking with their parents, so that it gives them time to spend with the family talking.
Yes.
But everybody's exercising.
And it's a school assignment, so
absolutely,
parents have to do it.
That's right.
That's
right, because they want to set a good example. So it's programs like that. It's, you know, us as providers, physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, nurses, hospitals, we all need to band together and educate our families. You know, everybody that lives in your community is your family. And the more education we give them, the more we empower them to improve themselves and do better. And so that's what we have to do. And as I said early on, I'm an educator. That's what I do. That's, as a pediatrician, I'm educating children and their parents how to have long lives and successful lives. And I think we as community leaders need to do that for our communities as well.
Absolutely. We can't take our heart for granted.
No.
We got to take good care of it, and it really isn't that difficult if you just think about what you are gaining and not what you're giving up in terms of diet and exercise. This has been so inspiring, and it goes by so fast when you're having a good time.
Yes.
Lots of good information. Dr. Lucinda DeMarco, Chief Medical Officer for UnitedHealthcare of South Carolina. Thank you for being my guest today. Come back and see me again sometime.
I sure will. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Thanks for our co-sponsors, of course, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing with your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. And, of course, Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.